Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Breaking news this morning. Breaking news. I should probably put the breaking news music.
It would be nice, yes.
For the breaking news music?
Yes.
You don't even know what the breaking news is.
You played it last week for me. You had new breaking
news. You don't know what the news is.
Gotcha.
What do we think of the new Bachelorette?
Okay, so she's from past seasons. She's from Juan Pablo season.
Her name is Claire Crawley.
Yes. And she's from Juan Pablo season, which was like season 14 of The Bachelor. So it's been a while. She was on Bachelor in Paradise the first couple of seasons.
What season are they on now?
22?
Yeah, I was going to say, so is it literally 8 years ago?
It's got to be. Six years ago because it's 2014. So Claire was on that season. She was on two seasons of Bachelor in Paradise and then went to Winter Games. I feel like there was kind of a flop when they had Ari Lyon-Dyke.
Wait. Winter Games?
Winter Games. They have this thing called Winter Games. They haven't had it in a while, but it's where all the bachelors from across the world, so like the Austrian Bachelor and all that stuff, they all come together.
Was that on our TV?
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Yes.
This is a whole other world that I know nothing about. It's a
seasons.
Secret society.
Wow.
This is like when people talk about going to the Green Door. I have no idea. I know it exists. I know it exists.
Oh, wow.
I have a vague idea of where it is. I've heard people talk about it before. I have no idea what this world is.
You know what will be great about Claire, and you might actually want to watch it? She's actually going to be the oldest bachelorette ever. She's 38 years old. She's gonna
what?
She'll be 38. I think the second oldest one was Rachel Lindsay a few years ago, and she was 32. So this is very, very exciting. They're trying to evolve the brand, I feel like, a lot more. And she was very fiery on Juan Pablo season. She, like, after he dumped her because she was the runner-up, she, like, lit into him, calling him every name. Like, I didn't want you to be the father of my children anyway. Like, lit into him. So she's going to be a fiery bachelorette.
That's the girl I want to date.
Yeah, right.
That's the one. I want the one that's going to come after you when you break up with them.
Yeah, they want her ratings.
Or if you're in a competition show and you lose, then you're a bad loser. This has been breaking news. New Bachelorette. And apparently a whole other world I know nothing about.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. Chet Buchanan
Brand show. Is strong.
Quiet weekend all the way around, yeah?
It was really, it was very quiet for me. How was yours?
Same. But it was on purpose. It was quiet. Oh my God, have you seen A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
I have not.
Not yet.
The Mr. Rogers movie? Dude, I am a better person for watching that movie.
Oh, really? Aww.
Seriously. It wasn't at all what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
And I can't say any more than that because I'll blow what the movie actually is. I guarantee what you think the movie is. It ain't that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, my wife and I are bawling. Make sure, just get ready. It's that movie. My wife and I are bawling. And it's like, we need to do better. We're all right. We're pretty good.
I can honestly say I probably will not watch it. I just wasn't the big... I know that it's supposed to be great. I just wasn't a Mr. Rogers person at all.
Got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I know. I just don't really want to watch... Does that make me a bad person? Because I don't want to watch The Happiest Man on the Planet.
No. What's weird is you're digging your heels in on something you know nothing about.
That's the problem. I want to be more open to it. I just am not. I don't know why.
Because you're weird.
I know.
I'm just saying, we know this.
Yeah.
You take odd stances on things.
Yeah, you watch 22 seasons of The Freaking Bachelor.
And Winter Game.
Exactly.
What is this Winter Game? But I am against the Mr. Rogers movie.
Uh-huh.
You can't or won't make me. Your eyelashes are fantastic, though.
Oh, good. I'm glad I've got that going for me. Cool. I'm weird, but I got great
eyelashes.
You need
a hug.
No, I'm fine.
This morning. First pick is coming up, as we mentioned, not one pair, two pair of front-of-the-line passes for the advanced screening of the new live-action version of Disney's Mulan. That's happening Regal Red Rock later on this month. We've got Adventure Dome tickets. We've got Blue Man Group tickets. Plus, there's a VIP experience of some sort. I have no idea what it is, and they're not telling, so that must be amazing. Find out if they're actually blue from the neck down.
Oh!
I don't. Unless I find out more, that's what I'm going with. It's the VIP experience. Find out how blue they are. I knew you'd be excited about this, even though your mom can't come. Vintage Market Days.
Oh, my God, it's so much fun.
At Downtown Summerlin. All of that. First pick coming up in just a minute. Hang on.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I still can't believe you're digging your heels in against Mr. Rogers. What kind of a monster are you?
I feel like a monster. This is the problem. Like, you, along with the rest of the world, are like, this is the greatest thing ever. You have to watch it. It's heartfelt. It's amazing. You see so much detail in his life and everything. And I still I don't want to.
That part's inaccurate.
It's not like, I thought it was like a biopic thing.
That's where you're wrong.
Y'all don't listen to Jacob Toronto, do y'all?
Yeah.
It's been too long. I don't.
Pay attention. Yeah. Gotta pay attention. I find it funny, though, that you are against it.
Yeah.
It's like you could just go, okay, maybe I'll see it, and then keep moving. You're like, no, I will not watch it. You cannot make
I will skip over it. If it comes on Netflix or Hulu or anything, I will skip over it every time and go, terrible person for skipping over this.
No, for sure now. Yeah, for sure now.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely.
Now you've just based on principle. Yeah, now you've taken a stand.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have some sort of t-shirt made. Just a something.
Let's start a fan club.
Okay, so Quiet Weekend, what was the absolute best part of it?
You know, it's funny. We do this every Monday morning. I had no absolute. I take that back. I went and looked at new cars. I didn't buy anything, but I went and looked at new cars and think I found the one that I want to get. Yeah, I think I found the one I want to get, but I have to wait a couple of months because the mini version of it's coming out. And so I want to see that before I make the purchase.
I thought maybe you would wait a couple of months to even get that sweet endorsement deal.
You know she's working that angle.
Yes, you probably should go see the people down the hall.
Uh-huh.
Just go, well, you know, I had my eye on
absolutely.
On one. Although, true story, I got the friends and family from Centennial Toyota, but I never got... Like, they didn't give it to me or anything.
Yeah.
Now, I've done enough commercials for them then it all balanced out.
Sure.
Over the years. But I paid. I paid for mine.
Uh-huh.
What was the absolute best? Little Jess, first of all. Little Jess, who's in horrible back pain and is still, I can see it on your face every once in a while, even just in the first few minutes.
Yes.
And God bless you for being here, first of all.
Thank you.
So was there anything that was redeeming about this weekend? Yes, from 6:11 to 6:18 on Friday, my back didn't hurt.
Yeah. And then, there was no moment of relief. It's going to be cheesy, but last night, like around 6 o'clock, we're on Hulu, which I absolutely hate. But we come across Super 8. And my son and I.
Yeah.
And we just cuddled next to each other. He laid there right under my freshly smelling good armpit.
Nice. You did shower for the first time in like 5 days.
Exactly.
Good for you.
And we just watched this movie called Super 8. And I leaned over to him and I was like, I like it when we're like this. I was like, I hope you never grow out of this.
No. That's
that was the best part of a very painful weekend.
What was the best part of your weekend?
The freaking Mr. Rogers movie that you hate. Are you kidding me? It really was.
Sorry to put a damper on that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why you're just against it. 702-364-9890. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I hope this first one is what I think that it is, because what was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Chris, what was the best part of your weekend?
Last cookie booth.
Girl Scout cookies?
Yep, Girl Scout cookies.
Dude, they're okay. I get it now, because this fully explains this woman who was losing her ever-loving mind on Saturday. We went to pizza at Boca Park.
Uh-huh.
Very swanky, I know. but there was a woman who was out in front of what, the REI store. It's over by Living Spaces.
Yeah.
And she was aggressive. Honest
oh, really?
To God. Oh, no. She was like, and she was hustling. And at first, I thought she was yelling directly at us. And honest to God, at first I was like, do I respond to this harassment?
What do I say?
And then I realized, no, she was just doing it in general. And just, you know, like, get your cookies here. You know, kind of like that old like that old school type of thing. But it was just more like, Girl Scout cookies, get your cookies. And I'm like, lady, I'm carrying Cheesecake Factory home. You know, like, I can't. But she wasn't. I realize now. And by the way, thank you, Chris. I realize now.
You're welcome.
She was just trying to hit her quota or her goal or whatever
sell
it is.
Sell them all,
yeah. Yeah, and sell them all. And that she wasn't actually being aggressive toward.
You.
Yeah, she wasn't yelling at us. She was yelling at everyone.
See, Lowe's is our home away from home. We're the same way. Lowe's is our home away from home. And every single day this past weekend, there was a cookie booth set up. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I already bought so much. I can't buy any more from you. And the girls look at you like, really? You can't buy
no, it's
anymore?
Terrible.
And I'm like, damn it.
Honestly, they should outlaw that. Where were you out in front of?
We were at Walmart on Boulder and Lake Mead.
Damn you. Yeah, because you already know that people have gone in there and spent money.
Well, yeah, and they did both doors this time. So.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
You can't even get away from it. Oh, God, I got to be honest with you. I'm nearly willing to pull a fire alarm.
That's funny.
I will tell you.
Go out the side door.
I saw a very creative one at Smith's 2 weeks ago, though. The girl held up a sign and said, don't forget to get cash back inside. And I was like, that's actually very creative. I'll get cash back just to give you five for that cookie box.
I love it, but I hate
cards
it.
Now, though.
I was going to say, when are you guys taking cards?
No, they got it. They got Square. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've all got Square. They know what they're doing. But the one that says, don't forget cash back, too. See, what she's doing she's doing the pre-sale.
Yep.
You know what
Smart
I mean?
Girl.
She's put it in your head.
I thought it was very cute. Very sweet.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm glad it was the last cookie booth, too. For real, real. All right, hang on 1 second. Michelle Cable, who always has a better weekend than you, what was the best part of your weekend?
Hi, we took, my daughter and I took my mom for the first time to go watch the Knights practice, and they kind of let her go up by the glass and everything and just watch shots on Fleury and things like that, and it was so fun.
That's fun.
It was neat to see her face be so excited.
That's really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think people realize the access that you have to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So
it's
you don't cool. have to be a season ticket holder to go to something like that.
No, you just go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honest to God, can I tell you something really funny? If we could get a signal out of that building, we would go do a show from there.
Yep.
But you can't. It's a nightmare to try and even get a signal out of there.
Wow.
No,
we talked about dipping out for the longest time and going to watch Morning Skate.
We'll either go watch Morning Skate or we will go have lunch at, what's it called? What's the pizza joint?
Oh, shoot, I can't remember.
The pizza
now.
Joint. Yeah. We don't need to give them a free plug. The pizza joint at City National.
Yeah.
We'll go have lunch on me. Michelle, you're in. By the way, what do you do for a living?
Cool.
What do you do for a living now?
I'm in mortgages now.
No kidding.
And it's super fun, yeah. It's a great time right now to refinance your home.
That is something I've never heard before.
No, it's why I'm blind now. She used to be our vision hookup.
So for years,
I never needed it. Never, ever.
I know.
Never needed it. She would get me in to see the ear doctor on occasion, the ear, nose, throat guy on occasion.
Yeah.
She would do that. And then now she goes to mortgages. I can't see a thing. Honest to God, She goes to mortgages. I'm blind as a bat.
Oh,
yeah. No. Stupid.
Amazing doctors. Still amazing doctors. You should go see him.
I'm not going all the way across town if you're not there. No way.
I do. Well, that means a lot. I appreciate it very much.
You guys know me. I really do try to, I try to find the upside. I mean, maybe not right away. It takes me a minute to get there.
Yeah.
But I try to find the upside in a lot of stuff. I kind of try and turn it around.
Yeah.
So maybe not right away.
Look for the positive.
Like a lot of people, I can go to a deep, dark place on occasion.
Of course, we all can.
I don't mean to, but sometimes it happens. The one thing about this coronavirus, if finally the message is getting through to some people that need to hear it, that you should wash your hands, you filthy animal.
Oh, right. Yes.
If it gets America and the world to finally start washing their hands after they go to the bathroom, then you know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Hopefully this doesn't get worse, but the idea that we have to go, hey, you should really wash your hands. And there's some people that go, yeah, I'll step my game up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
In other good feeling news, there's a 13-year-old kid in England. His name is Cullum Manning.
Oh.
And Cullum, has there ever been a more British name? Cullum.
He's like so English.
Cullum. I'll tell you, say what you want about CNN. This is not a political statement either way. Say what you want about CNN. They make really great documentaries. We were watching the, what are they called? The Windsors? Or the Royal, whatever the thing is about Queen Elizabeth. And about the royal family in England. Fascinating. Amazing. So I love this today. Cullum. In fact, I feel like we should have the music.
Cullum, Sir Cullum.
Cullum, Sir Cullum. Sir Cullum from now on. 13 years old. In England. Cullum, I imagine this music's in the background. Cullum started reviewing his favorite books on Instagram. And of course, because people are jerks, he's been getting bullied because of it.
Oh.
He started about a week ago. Wow, this has already gone full circle in a week. I didn't realize that when I first read this. This whole thing has happened over the course of a week. So each post is a photo of a book with a quick one-liner on whether he liked it or not. So for the first...
That's so sweet. So,
this is brilliant. So for his first one, he read Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And he wrote, good book. Read it if you like Game of Thrones. Oh, my God, this is great. Okay, so because 13-year-olds are...
Ruthless.
That wasn't the word I was going to use, but thank you, because 13-year-olds are ruthless. Uh-huh. See, this is where I need you to keep me from going down the dark place. Because 13-year-olds are what?
Ruthless.
Ruthless a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can be.
Can
you know
be.
It is. Yeah,
they're teenagers.
You know this.
Nobody loves a teenager.
Because they're that way. Some kids at school ganged up and started trolling. So his older sister asked some friends to follow his account just to encourage him to keep doing it. Less than a week later, he has more followers than his bullies combined will ever have in their lives.
Aww.
His sister was hoping to get 20 people to follow him. Last we checked, over 215,000 followers.
Wow.
What?
I gotta go look. I didn't look this morning. I looked yesterday. Cals, C-A-L-S _book_ account.
Okay.
Cals _book_account. Some big names have reached out to this kid, too. Caroline Kepnes, she wrote the books for that Netflix show You is based on.
Oh, okay.
After he reviewed the original book, she reached out to his sister on Twitter and sent him a text, which he says was, quote, really cool. did you look?
246,000 followers.
Are you kidding me? Love always wins, even on the internet, y'all. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Did you hear the story on, and now for not such great news. Did you hear the story about Oprah this weekend?
I did hear the story.
Have you seen the video?
Yes.
Have you seen the video? She's on stage talking about balance and eats it.
Wellness to me means all things in balance.
And then
balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
And then all of a sudden she loses her balance on those heels of hers. And I'm not sure what happened, but bit it hard.
Uh-huh.
Bit it hard.
Cheers. It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
And by the way, that's why she's Oprah and none of the rest of us are.
Yeah. Exactly.
She bit it hard.
Yeah, she did.
We'd like for you to think about which of these stories you're going to tell us.
Okay.
We figure everybody's got, do you have more than one?
Oh, I have two, yeah.
When did you eat it in front of everybody?
Uh-huh.
When did you just absolutely eat it in front of everybody? We'll think about which one you'd most like to tell us, and we'll do all of that coming up next.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Woo! Woo! I do the same thing every time. You lean back with your hands, yep. palms to the sky. Mm-hmm. Woo! You'll hurt your back. Don't do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not doing that.
Don't do it. Are you? By the way, what's the painkiller situation? So it's not working?
They suck. That's the painkiller situation. I think the doctors forget I'm 6'3 and almost 300 pounds, that a little 800 milligram ibuprofen is going to do nothing.
Yeah.
I also have nothing on my record saying that I'm a druggie. So give me the morphine. Give me whatever I need.
You're getting morphine. I don't.
I was at the ER and they were like, oh, we're going to give you morphine. And in my head, yes.
while you're being monitored
but it didn't even
by
kick
medical
in.
Professionals.
The morphine,
morphine didn't?
That's how bad the pain is. So I stopped taking the drugs because there's no point.
Even the
muscle relaxers did nothing.
Oh, they gave you muscle relaxers.
Yes, and they did nothing. I had to take two instead of the one, and that just made me go to sleep.
Dude, I almost texted you this weekend. I'm like, go get a cortisone shot. That was the only way I could stop my back pain before was with a cortisone shot. But I know they don't recommend it with your back.
We all know.
Everyone knows the plan.
We all have a way. Even though your back issue may be totally different than anybody else's. But no, this is what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. My DMs were filled with, hey, if you need this, if you need that. I think they tell you to say no.
I believe what you're saying is your DMs were more filled than usual.
Yeah.
I think that's what you meant. Oprah over the weekend, God bless it. You know what? This is why, honestly, I love Oprah for things like this. Because she is, for as rich as she is, and because she's Oprah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That she's still got some humanity to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She straight up eats it on stage in L.A.
Wellness to me means all things in balance.
Which is funny because she's talking about balance.
Balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Oprah.
Wrong shoes. It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
God love her. I mean, I don't even know if I could recover like that.
Right.
I really don't. It's amazing.
Well, that's why you're not Oprah.
This is what I say to you. I think we've come full circle on this conversation.
Uh-huh.
I think we understand each other now.
Why is a woman that falls so graceful? Because when I fall, it is not graceful.
It was not graceful.
No,
go back and watch this again. It's not graceful.
She
ended well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not. No,
the bounce back was incredible.
Oh yeah.
Honest to God, I thought, I'm like, how did she not knock herself out?
I'll go right into the role. Like, I'll go straight into the
victim.
Oprah went straight down. Like, I gotta go watch this again. But she went straight down like something happened. You know what I mean? It was bad.
Yeah.
When did you eat it? When did you eat it in front of everybody?
I have multiple stories on this, but probably my favorite story is dance marathon. So, I mean, when you're in a sorority or a fraternity every year, you have dance marathon and you dance all night and you raise money for charities and whatnot.
Or whatever.
But I was in the middle of the dance floor and I went to go turn and my foot got caught on the back of someone's shoe and I face planted. It wasn't like I caught myself. And no, it went straight. Like I had no reaction, arms from the side and just right to the ground. And I was so shocked. I just laid there. for like 5 seconds because like I just face planted and I can't move. They thought people were rushing over because they thought I like died. Like they were like, oh my God.
Like Oprah.
It was that hard. It was so embarrassing because they wanted to stop Dance Marathon and like you just don't stop Dance Marathon. I'm like, no. We have to keep going.
That may be the line of the day. They wanted to stop Dance Marathon. You don't just stop Dance
That's
Marathon.
That's not what happened.
Don't just.
That's awesome.
702-364-9898. When did you just eat it in front of everybody? Like Oprah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Oprah was on stage at something in L.A. over the weekend. I think she's on a speaking tour.
Okay.
I believe is what the deal is. And it's funny because she's talking about balance and loses hers.
Oh.
You're the one to Oprah. I never really paid attention to that before. The one dude goes, oh, and the Oprah. Said, listen to this.
All time.
Oh.
Shoes. It's nice to be talking about
Oprah.
Oh my God.
Oprah.
That's funny.
When did you just eat it in front of everybody like Oprah? Shelly, when did you eat it in front of everybody?
Oh, I'm out here at 6:15 in the morning. All my neighbors are taking out their trash. I go to reach over the gate to unlock the gate, and I fall from a loose brick and break my ankle.
What?
That is the worst.
Yeah. Firemen, ambulance, boyfriend, everybody running out. All the neighbors. Broke it in 3 places.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh.
It's not a competition, you know. You don't have to show off. God.
There was blood everywhere. It was a compound fracture.
Okay, so again, what were you wearing? Just for full context.
Luckily, I had clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, yeah, I know better than to go out without clothes on. So luckily, I had, like, you know, sweatpants and a sweatshirt on. But, yeah, it was bad.
By the way, if you were going to work after this and I got a phone call that was like, oh yes, I was going out this morning and twisted my ankle on a brick and fell and now it's broken 3 places. I would have been like, all right, you don't have to go through that much of a lot.
This is what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like the bit's over now. It's like, nobody else is going to want to come on because they're going to go, well, I can't beat that. No, you can't. You don't. Well, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. When did you eat it in front of everybody?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I can't. Just even seeing the screen.
Oh.
Is Kate's as good as I think it is?
I didn't hear the story.
You just know
I
where?
I just know where.
Oh.
It says on the screen, Hoover Dam. And I'm like, oh, boy.
No.
Oh, yeah, you know what? All right, fine. When did you eat it? When did you eat it like Oprah over the weekend? She's doing a speaking engagement. I'm talking about balance of all things, and she loses hers.
At all times.
And just
Oprah.
She takes like 2 steps to her right and catches a heel on something or whatever. Here's the thing. If you've got the wrong shoes, too, stages can be slick.
Absolutely.
And it's usually the shoes when it comes to falling. My fall was very similar to Kayla's. The way you say that you face planted,
yeah.
Mine happened the same way. So my kid was going to Bonner Elementary. He was in kindergarten at the time. And there was this really hot dad.
Atta girl.
Of course, in front of a hot
yes,
dad. Okay.
So after I say bye.
Have I mentioned yet today how glad I am that you're back?
Yes. So after I say bye to Dwayne, at Bonner, when you leave the kindergarten side, the way the sidewalk is you're going slightly down.
Yes.
Down.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm walking and Dummy's looking at her phone. So I'm looking at my phone as I'm walking. The dress shoes that I had on, I feel like it was the dress shoes. It wasn't the fact that I was looking at my phone because I've done that same walk before.
Yes.
Cute dad is like, right behind me. So, of course, you know, I'm making sure the hip action is moving right.
Of course.
How about that? Okay.
little two-step
Shay,
little walk.
So cute, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm face down on the sidewalk.
Oh,
like,
no.
Arms to, like, you, the way you describe your fall,
you
arms
feel like
to the
stunned.
Side. Just, like,
yeah.
There was no bending of the body, nothing. Just flat face down. And I just was like, how did I get here? I just laid there like, how did I get here? And everybody's looking at me. And guess who picked me up?
Your dad. Save the day. Why are you not married now? This is totally out.
Well, I must have face planted because he's married.
By the way, that's a meet cute. That's a meet cute waiting to happen, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's ABC Family movie.
Yes, it is.
Right, that's yeah.
How did you fall?
Oh, dude. Oh, I have two decent ones. One, they have this big fair. It's one of the biggest fairs in America, outside of Seattle, and they have these concerts at the fair. So the venue holds like 15,000 people. It's packed out, and what they did is they put like a Christian artist with a pop artist, and I'll tell you, this will tell you how old I am. It was Color Me Bad. It was Michael W. Smith and Color Me Bad. Okay. And Color Me Bad's big song at the time. Dang it, I should have this in here. It's called "I Want to Sex You Up."
Ooh. Oh God, okay.
That one. Is there a way that you can find that for me?
Oh.
Can you get that for me, or can I do it? Here, let me grab this really quick. So here's the deal. So because it's the Christian artist, got it. Because it's the Christian artist, they the churches bust a bunch of people in. this is ridiculous. Too many things going on. Too many things going on at once. Stop. Wait, let me get this straight here for a second. So anyway, the churches bust a bunch of people in to see this Michael W. Smith guy.
Okay.
And so it was weird. It was kind of like good versus evil. Like they're booing me. These kids are all booing me because I'm from the top 40 station and I'm like the bad guy.
Okay.
So the guy from the Christian music station goes out and goes, "We're all friends here. What are we doing?" And so it's like, yeah, hey, so, and I'm like 19, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't been on stage, but a handful of times, like a stage, but a handful of times. And I get close to the edge because that's my thing. I get close to the edge and I tripped over a monitor and just went straight down. And of course, all the kids start laughing.
Oh my God. Kids are so good. Let me light a candle so
we can make it. That's playing at the Christmas show.
They're getting ready for this. Hey. Ooh, girl, you know it feels real good. Oh, man. Okay. Till we both wake up. You know this song?
I don't.
No. You know
Before
Kayla was born.
Yeah. Probably how she was born.
That's funny.
Kayla just make
it up an extreme. No, no.
Kayla's good guy. Wrinkly
oh, please.
Nose.
If Bieber sang this, she'd be all over it.
You know
that's
it.
True. That's true. But this. Anyway, yeah, so I tripped over a monitor and went down.
Oh my God, yeah. That's terrible.
The other time was at a hockey game and I was demonstrating how to do the center ice, shoot the puck into the little slot, you know, win a new car, win $10,000, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And I fired it off. I fired it off instead of staying on the carpet, I was on the ice. And yeah, and my foot, I just kept going. And literally, I was on my right foot, kind of trying to keep my balance. And as I fell and hit really hard, the puck actually went into the little slot on the board, which is really hard to do. So the crowd is screaming, cheering, and laughing all at the same time.
That's how you do it, though.
My favorite. Comic book Chris, when did you eat it like Oprah?
First, let me preface chat. My wife was actually there in LA over the weekend, her and her girlfriend. So they
was
got back
at
last
the
night.
Thing.
She wanted to show me the video. She was at the thing.
Oh,
she
wow.
She came in. She wanted to show me the video during the Laker game yesterday. I was like, I'm watching the game.
I'm watching the Laker game.
Oh, my
Lakers
God.
Around. LeBron's playing, please.
Yeah, I wanted the Lakers to lose, but, you know.
You're like, LeBron beats Oprah. Stop it.
Right.
Wow. Did she think Oprah died?
Yeah. No, I didn't think she died. But I was like, I already guarantee you that's out on social media. She was like, yeah, as soon as we got back to her girlfriend's sister's house, she said, I heard Oprah fell. I was like, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, so when did you eat it?
All right, 16, first job. I'm clean. come up to the place with all my paperwork. All the kids are sitting there. I'm walking up. All the cute girls are there. I trip and fall. Paperwork goes everywhere. And all I hear is people laughing at me. I wake up. All the girls are laughing. I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
I thought I was clean that day.
Yeah, nope. No. Nope. The only listener with his own walk-up music, which is now over. That's Comic Book Crew.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Luckily, she's okay. I never heard anything afterwards about Oprah being hurt or anything.
Yeah,
she all right? Yeah. She finished. Obviously, she finished.
Yeah.
Because Comic Book Chris would have said that his wife would have said something. I never saw anything other than she just fell.
Fine, yeah.
Oprah was doing this thing in L.A. over the weekend. What was it called? It was called... Not that it matters. Of course,
I think she's on a book tour or something like that.
Today. The 2020 Vision Speaking Tour. Saturday afternoon. Hundreds of attendees. I heard it was more like thousands. After gathering herself on the floor, she called out wrong shoes. You'll hear that part right here.
Oprah.
Wrong shoes. It's nice to be talking about balance and fall.
Pretty good. When did you just eat it in front of everybody? Kate, tell us the Boulder Dam story.
Oh, man. So I just want you all to know that this is legendary in my family. They all still talk about it. They all mention it. And it's pretty hilarious. So I decided to take my whole family to Hoover Dam from Washington State. They had never been there. So we took everyone. I'm talking aunts, uncles, cousins, the whole family. And I decided to get a little cocky, show them around. I walked ahead of the group, and I don't know if I fell over air or if I'm just an idiot. And the sheer force of me walking down the sidewalk, I tripped, hit my arm on a stop sign, fell on my face, and broke my humerus bone.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is that the forearm? The humerus is the forearm bone?
Yep, it's right above the elbow. There's nothing above funny about that, though. I'll tell you that much. No.
Oh, my God. And every holiday they bring it up. Every holiday.
Every single holiday. The goal was to go to the Grand Canyon. We can't go to the Grand Canyon now because Kate fell and broke her arm.
No, and did you even get to go on the damn tour?
Nope, no damn tour for me.
No damn tour. No damn tour, no Grand Canyon.
Oh, that's so sorry.
Luckily, my mom and my aunt are amazing nurses. They picked me up, threw me in the car, and we drove all the way back to Vegas with my arm in two pieces.
Oh, my God.
They didn't have a hospital in Boulder City then?
No. They weren't going to take me. No. My mom, who's a nurse in town, was like, I'm taking you to the hospital I work at.
No, I got you.
Oh, okay.
I got you. No, the only I host a fundraiser for the Boulder City Hospital every year, and I'm like, they're actually very good. That's a very good hospital. Actually, they save a lot of people just like you. Oddly enough, they get a ton of people that get hurt out in the desert on ATVs.
Oh, yes.
And people who are in areas of the desert that they're not supposed to be in, and they fall into abandoned, mine shafts.
Oh, wow.
My God.
True story. I guess it happens all the time. They're telling me these stories. I'm like, you people are making this up.
Can't be right.
No, it happens all the time. Casey, when did you eat it in front of everybody?
So let me set the scene. It was a Saturday night in Vegas, pop-in. I went to a bar, and this bar had, an outside bar when you first walk in. And it was really, really packed. There was a live band playing, and they thought it was a great idea to have a carpet right when you walk in. So when I went to get my ID checked, I just completely flipped on the carpet and just face planted. And it was awesome because everybody stopped, the band stopped playing and it was quiet. And the guy who was in the band was like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, I just had to do that thumbs up. Because you know when you're on the floor and you really hurt yourself, but you don't want to show it. So you're crying laughing.
Yes.
That was me.
Yeah.
And then he was like, we probably should stop playing that song. Because the song they were playing was Tom Petty's Free Fallin'.
Oh, no.
We have so many other fall stories, but that's my favorite one.
Were you injured? Did everything turn out okay?
Surprisingly, I was fine. I was pissed nobody bought me a shot because of it, but I was okay.
That's the rule. You see someone fall, you buy them a drink. That's a thing.
Yeah. I was a little upset about that. I did break my foot one time just stepping off a curb. But...
I wish we had more time. Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hang on a second. Before we do anything else, remember our buddy Haley Dawson?
Yes.
Remember Haley? It's her mom, Young, on the phone.
Hi, Young.
Is Haley with you?
Hi. She is.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Double digits today, 10 years old.
Can you believe it? Yes. Haley, by the way, if you have forgotten, is the only person that any of us know. In fact, are you the only person, Haley, that's ever thrown out the first pitch at every major league ballpark?
Yeah,
I think so.
That's
I think
incredible.
She's the only one that's ever done it. And the World Series.
Yes, yeah, wow. And the World Series.
Insane.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a special happy birthday prosthetic hand? They should have made you one. They should have made you one. This is a very special birthday today. Haley, also, you would never know it, is kind of shy. Not with anybody else, only with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we love you. Happy birthday.
A lot of people. Thank you.
I know.
What do you say, Haley?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Have a good day. That's it. Honest to God, she's the only 10-year-old I'd put on this show. Because that's what happens. When you put a 10-year-old on the radio. That's what happens.
You know what? I saw them out one afternoon. We were getting lunch at Parkway, and they came in, and Haley and I had a dance-off, and I was like, this is the most action I've seen from you. Normally, you're very shy around me. It was very funny.
Was the kid doing it at a bar again?
It was like the outside area, so she was allowed to be there.
I'm just curious. Seemed interesting to me. Was Adam Levine acting like a 10-year-old? Maroon 5 performed it... this big festival last Thursday, it was broadcast live nationwide in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, Maroon 5 was awful. People said that Adam Levine came across as, quote, cold, reluctant, and preoccupied. Others said that Adam looked like he was mailing it in, and it was disrespectful, lousy, unprofessional, and poor.
Oh, that stinks.
Wow. Adam Levine... issued an apology. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm gonna play this for you first. Then there's a quick video, 10 seconds, maybe 15, of him coming off stage and complaining that it is a TV show, not a concert, that the audio was bad. Yes, you'll hear a bleep, that the audio sounded like bleep.
Oh.
Obviously, it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear. They're in a stairwell. But you heard him say, it was a TV show. That was a TV show, not a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Adam takes what he does very seriously, as you can imagine. And people are riding him for the apology that he gave. He did a video. And there are folks who don't like it.
I'm so excited and passionate about concert and about being my best and about the band being our best and being our best for you guys. You know, performing I take so seriously. Sometimes too seriously. There were some things holding me back sonically last night, and I let them get to me, and it impacted how I was behaving on stage, which was unprofessional, and I apologize for that.
Okay, so far.
Okay.
Oh, all right then.
Sometimes when those technical problems take place, I zero in and focus as much as I can on singing. I want it to sound good, number one, and I want it to look good and feel good, number two. I struggled a lot, and sometimes it's really hard for me to mask the struggle. And so last night wasn't our best. And for that, I'm really sorry.
And then he goes on to talk about how going to South America is one of their favorite things to do. That it's the greatest time when they go there. And that they love and adore their Chilean fans. Which someone has commented to, frankly, that sounds disingenuous. Look, anybody can have an off day or performance. I'm just reading from a fairly noted writer. Anyone can have an off day or performance, but I just really dislike the phony excuses. If Chile and his Chilean fans were really so important, are you supposed to say it, Chile? I feel like I'm being pretentious saying it that way.
I think it's fine.
How do you say the country? Okay,
Chile.
I hate people that put a little extra hot sauce on it and they don't need to.
No, you're pronouncing it right, actually.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. So if Chile and his Chilean fans were so important to him, then they deserve better. Not just him saying that he's being super honest and real and then blaming technical difficulties and then him saying that he cares so much about perfect performances that he just couldn't overcome it. Just say, hey, I was a diva. I put myself and my attitude over our fans. Lesson learned. It won't happen again. We'll reschedule the show. Did you get that out of him?
It did sound a little bit snobby to me. A little bit. Like he was blaming all the excuses and then, oh, here's an apology with it. It should just been like, hey, there was a hiccup and I let it get to me. I'm so sorry about that. Let's, you know, reschedule it or whatever. It should have just been that. Instead, it was so focused on everybody else screwing him up. So I'm sorry.
Did you like that apology?
No, but I always feel like those apologies are scripted. But that's honestly, true. I mean, they could have thrown on a track. Nobody would have noticed. I mean, that happens at most concerts.
That is very true. Like,
no, why didn't they?
If there's so many hiccups, then have the backup plan.
Yeah, why didn't they just throw on the... Okay, then he'd be even more upset. If you're taking him at his word. If you're taking him at his word and he's...
I'm so excited and passionate about concert and about being my best and about the band being our best.
Then he's not going to like that if they go... Just throw on the, hey, get your phone out. somebody hand Adam the aux cord. You know what I mean?
Most of the time, I can't even tell when people are live or not.
Exactly.
At concerts, I can't.
That's the whole thing. If you really wanted them to have the best, then you would have thrown the track on instead of trying to power through something that was that horrible for your
And I feel like if your
fans.
Apologies go on and on and on it's not genuine. It sounds like Kayla said, a bunch of excuses.
I already know the answer, but diva no diva?
Diva.
Diva no diva?
Diva.
Wow.
Diva no diva?
I didn't think diva, but maybe my diva meter's off. I was like no diva. I thought he was getting a rough ride. Maybe I'll just, wow. All right,
then. Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, I started off on this Adam Levine thing, like on the diva side, because I've experienced it. I've seen him. Like, Adam can't be bothered. Adam knows he's the star, but even back in the early days of Maroon 5, he couldn't be bothered to do interviews.
Absolutely.
You can have the drummer and the bass player. And it's like, all right, well, I don't want to be a diva. So, yeah, I'll talk to him. That's cool. But
we really like Adam. Thanks.
Adam,
that's
no
really
Adam.
Not happening?
Okay. No Adam at all, huh? Well, all right. Fine. There's another story that's in the news today about showbiz types and what they do. You know who Miranda Lambert is?
She's a country singer, right?
Yeah, she's a country singer.
She's country.
She was Blake Shelton's ex.
Yes.
Okay, so Blake broke up with Miranda, and then not too long after that, he and Gwen. At least that's how I know the story.
Same day, yeah.
No, it wasn't the same day.
It was the exact same
day.
They announced their divorce, and then, like, that night, he and Gwen were out holding hands.
Are you being honest?
I'm dead serious. I remember this exactly how it happened. Because they announced that they were getting divorced. They got divorced within 10 days. That day they got divorced, that night he was holding hands.
With those big heavy eyelashes, she opened her eyes real wide right there too, so I know she's serious.
Mm.
Okay, so then that's who Miranda Lambert is. And then she went, and what was it, last New Year's Eve or two New Years ago? She was performing in Times Square, and one of the guys that was on the security patrol for NYPD was there, and he's hot.
Yeah.
And she zoomed in on him like fresh meat. And now they're married. She has just hired him.
Yep.
To be on her security detail. He is retired from NYPD after taking a leave of absence. And now he's going to be on her security detail. I have one question in three different parts.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Number one, could you, under any circumstances, work with your significant other? Two, are you in fact working with your significant other right now, and how's that working out?
Okay.
Or three, who's ever gotten fired by a friend or a family member?
Ooh.
So there's plenty to choose from, plenty to work with.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
Uh-oh. How's the back?
Sucks sitting down.
Yeah, just you made the move, and I was like, yes. Oh, that was it. Well, who had 757 in the pool? I said she'd make it right about 8 o'clock. Yep. And then you good?
Tough. Yeah, I'm fine. It just hurts
my heart. So you didn't go out there. You didn't go out at all this weekend, did you?
Oh, no.
No. I mean, no. Like not even store or anything?
Nothing.
I was just curious if anybody hit the stores. Lauren, did you go to a store at all this weekend? Random question. Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I went to Sam's. And it was ridiculous.
Was it chaos? Like everybody's laying in supplies for coronavirus?
Yes. I couldn't find toilet paper. I couldn't find, what? I mean, it was a matter. I don't even know what's happening. It was
nothing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we went to Costco over the weekend, and we need paper towels, like just some simple stuff. Paper towels, coffee, all this stuff. Couldn't find anything. It was all gone.
Yeah. Then literally my husband, thank God he carries a pocket knife. He like went to the back. We went to the back. He opened like the Saran wrap part and like we grabbed some paper towels. It was like ridiculous.
Somehow that seems against the rules, but I don't know.
Listen.
And when you first said, thank God my husband had a pocket knife, I thought maybe you were threatening people. Give me your cart. Give me your cart, lady.
It has me so nervous because...
Give me your water. No,
So I'm so nervous because I'm going to London in like 5 weeks.
Dude.
And then I just read right now that famous museum in Paris, they're closing it due to the coronavirus. Yeah,
the Louvre is closed.
So now I'm like, oh, man, like for real?
I don't know, man. We're supposed to go to Seattle in 2 weeks.
Your wife too.
Yeah, my wife has lupus, so her immune system is compromised.
Oh, no, that's not good.
So
yeah.
That's, well, yeah.
When your immune system's down, yeah.
What's crazy is that the place that you see on the news,
yeah,
where the old people, the nursing home where they've had two people die from coronavirus. My stepmom was there for about a month, couple of years ago.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I've been there. It's the weirdest thing. When you see something like that on the news, I want to do that bit too. I don't know if it's going to work very well later, but I want to do the I've been there.
Okay.
Because that's how I felt when I saw that on the news. I was like, oh my God. But first, so Miranda Lambert, her husband, quit NYPD.
Yep.
Miranda Lambert's a country singer. You've seen her on the shows and everything. He quit his job at NYPD and he's going to be on her security detail, which to me, that's the end of the relationship. They should be broken up within a year.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Lauren, how does that work? Oh, that's right. He's now your ex-husband.
Right.
Y'all work together?
Right. So, no, it does not work. What happened was we met there. We got married. And we decided after 8 years to get a divorce. But we still work together. And he was a casino. We worked in a casino. He was a casino host. I was a hotel manager or assistant manager at the time. And we had just got divorced. I was super excited, went and changed my name to my maiden name, got new business cards, and I couldn't find my business cards. And I'm like, where are my business cards? And they're like, oh, we delivered them. I'm like, okay. So I thought he took them as a joke because we were still kind of friendly.
Okay.
Well, I went into his office, which I had a key because I'm the assistant hotel manager, and surveillance, of course, because you're in a casino. Surveillance saw me, called him, and he's friends with them. Next thing I know, I'm being suspended. Next thing I know, I'm fired. And I was there for 10 years. And they took his side because he was friends with all of them. He was, you know, they were buddy buddies. And so literally, and even the owner's daughter even said to him, you're stupid because you know you're going to have to give her money now because we have a kid together. Like, I need to support my child, my life. So... But everything works out for, you know, we're great friends now. Everything works out. But, yeah, it does not work.
Oh, yeah. Not. We can tell you're not bitter at all.
Yeah, no, I'm over it now. No, actually, I still bring it up to him. But that's
no. We can... All right, we got to go. Thank you, Lauren. She sounds just a little bit. A
little bit.
Yeah. Is it Tiara?
Yes.
Hi. I wanted to make sure it was Tiara and not Tiara.
Well, either one works.
No, how's it supposed to be?
It's Tiara, okay. Like the crown.
Yes, of course. did it work when your husband, when you and your husband used to work together?
No. I was the office manager and he worked in sales and I was in charge of him.
So just being around each other all day long, in and out, he was. And it was just like seeing him all the time. I'm like, I like my space. So it definitely does not work at all.
Did you ever have...
We fought constantly.
Did you ever, like, employees come to you and complain about your husband because you were the office manager?
All the time.
Oh,
really? What were the fights about, though?
Like, other employees would be a little flirtatious with me, and I'm like, there's nothing I can really do about that. But he didn't like it, and it was just chaotic.
What kind of...
And the boss liked me better than him.
Sure.
So.
What kind of a business was it?
I worked for a company that sold very expensive vacuums. We'll put it that way.
Huh.
Okay.
That's weird.
I don't look at him like...
That's awesome. Tiara, thank you very much. Scott, you and your wife, you work together now? You work together now?
We used to. We did for several years.
It says here you worked in the same hospital.
Yes, we were in the same emergency room together.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, so are you guys still together?
Yes, we're still together.
You're still together, but you're not working together anymore.
No. I went on to another hospital, and she's still at the hospital we were together at.
How did that work while you were working together?
I used it to my advantage because she was my boss, and so there would be times where I kind of just didn't feel like doing certain things, and so I would kind of hide out, and I knew she would look for me.
That's funny.
She's not firing you. She is not firing
all
you.
It's all how you work the system.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So Miranda Lambert, Blake Shelton's ex, has hired her now husband onto her security detail. He used to be an NYPD cop. He's taken a leave of absence and all that. Now he's retired from the force.
Yeah.
And he's going to join her security detail. Somehow I think that's going to be okay.
You think they're going to make it?
Yeah, a minute ago I said it wouldn't last another year. But I think this is different. Because he's protecting her.
I get
it. You know what I'm saying? He's on the security detail. That's different. Like, they'll work together, but they'll be able to be together while she's out on the road and whatnot.
See, I think that will blind him by being on the security detail, watching her, and then people wanting a piece of her all the time because she's this big, huge superstar that he's going to be, like, constantly worried about her. And she's like, no, it's fine. That's just a little 8-year-old girl that wants to say hi. You know what I mean?
Oh, and he'll go too far and show up and fire him. Huh. Katie, you had to fire your friend. How come?
So, I used to run a couple different Papa John's around the valley, and we hired on one of my friends, and she didn't want to do anything.
Right.
It was only attitude left and right. If I asked her to do something, she wanted to sit on her phone. And I was one of those laid-back managers. I said, just get your stuff done, and then I don't care. I was like that with everyone.
Yeah.
But if you're going to give me attitude and then you don't want to sign the write-up that me and the GM give you, then I'm sorry. You got to go. Like, I can't have you putting my numbers down because you don't want to do your job.
Right. You're trying to do her solid. You knew she was lazy going in, didn't you?
No, she never does that. And I think she only did it because she knew I was her boss.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's power,
you know what?
Man.
That's straight disrespectful. Like, if you went, okay, I know she's got a bad attitude and I know she's lazy, but if anybody can make it work with her, I can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then that's one thing.
But if she's going in there going, no, you have to fold the boxes because I don't know if you know who my friend is. She's your boss. You know what I mean? That's probably what she was doing at some points, or at least justifying it in her head.
So all of a sudden she gets in there and she's awful employee. That's disrespectful. I assume you're not friends anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Gina, this is awesome. You fired your best friend twice.
Yes.
So, the first time she got fired for?
Well, I was a salon manager, and her numbers just weren't good, and I tried and I taught her how to do hair and really try to back her up, but there was no way I could save her. And then I went to a different salon, was a manager, gave her a second chance.
And it just, say, yeah.
Hair is not her thing.
No.
Got it. Just, got it.
Oh, so here's, let's play this game. Kayla, do you believe that they are still friends, yes or no?
Ooh, they are still friends, yes.
Do you believe they're still friends, little Jess, yes or no?
I do believe they're still friends.
I believe they're still friends as well. Are you still friends?
We are still friends.
Yeah, because you gave her two shots. And here's this just in. She knows she sucks at hair, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You got to know by now.
No, you're good like that. Have a great day, Gina. Thank you.
You too. Bye. All right,
we'll see you.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
My wife and I were talking about this yesterday. If there's one good thing that's coming out of this whole coronavirus thing, it's that obviously there are some people that need to be told they need to wash their hands.
Yes, right?
So thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's nothing that bothers me more.
And don't touch stuff.
We used to have, you guys, no, actually, I don't even know this, but you guys said that there used to be a guy in this building that didn't wash his hands.
Oh, Pinochle.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's what his name, like the card game. Pinochle. Yeah, he went, and yeah, he wasn't a handshaker, or wasn't a hand washer.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Was he at least a sanitizer kind of guy when he got back? Oh, that's just nasty. Then.
No. Just didn't wash his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. And there's an article in the New York Times just says you don't want to get coronavirus, don't touch your face. Which, by the way, since I have read that article, I'm sitting here with my fists clenched.
Yep.
Because now my nose itches, my eyes itch, everything. Since I'm like, don't touch your face, don't touch your face, don't touch your face. Right now, does your nose itch right now? Mm. Now that I've said it?
Yep.
Now that I've said it? Nose itch, eyes itch. Stop touching your face.
No.
You're touching your face.
We had.
Don't do it.
Over the weekend, I work at a golf course part-time. And I was accepting money from people the whole time. And I'm touching it. I'm
filthy.
Like, I know it's money, by the way, as we all know, money is dirty to begin with. And then on top of it, the coronavirus thing is like freaking me out. So anytime someone gave me cash, I'm like, sanitizer, sanitizer, sanitizer. And so our friend Ryan took money from someone who was working there at the same time as me. And he went to go touch his face. I'm like, do not touch your face.
Yeah,
don't wash your hands.
But it's not just money. Every time you hand your debit card over to somebody.
Anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much. Clean your phone.
Yes. Oh, gosh. The phone. Yes.
Clean your phone.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I am the worst at always putting my phone in my mouth.
What?
Because I need like two other hands. Because I'm trying to carry so much.
Okay.
You put your phone in your
mouth? I'll put like the tip of it in my mouth to carry it along with other things. Yeah. But I also do clean the phone at least every 2 days.
Good for you. I'm actually bad about that.
I can honestly say I've never put my phone in my mouth.
I
know there's a line there.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason at all, a very cute toddler who starts howling in hopes that his husky will howl with him.
Okay. Aww.
Guess what happens? This has been a toddler and a husky having a howl off for no apparent reason at all.
Now your workday starts commercial free with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
I love this. It's like a big party. Who's contestant number one today?
Carrie Pryceler from Henderson.
Ms. Pryceler, already a winner. What's your buzzer going to be?
Hey.
Are you from Northtown? Hey.
I used to live in Northtown, so.
Well, you know, once a Northtownian, always
right.
A Northtown.
That's true.
A Northtownie? Are you a Northtownie? Yeah, you're always a Northtownie. So you can say, Hey.
Right.
All right, then. And who's contestant number two?
Valeria Avila from Summerlin.
I love that name, Valeria. I like that. Also a winner. And what's your buzzer going to be?
Pew, pew.
Okay. So you both already got front of the line passes, four of them, for Disney's Mulan at Regal Red Rock on March 24th. And you both already got Chet Buchanan Show shirts, thanks to our buddies at Centennial Toyota. So quite honestly, if you want to put in a full-on Monday morning at 9:03 lackluster effort, feel free. But the champion does also get tickets to Vintage Market Days. So
Yep. Here's
question one, and here is Kayla.
Ryan Reynolds hired an 84-year-old woman to celebrate her 21st birthday by drinking what brand of alcohol? Crystal Head Vodka, Saza 901 Tequila, or Aviation Gin?
Hey.
How do you not know this? Valeria.
Tequila, the second one?
Shame on you.
I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
Carrie, was it Crystal Head Vodka or Aviation Gin?
The gin.
Is it Aviation Gin? Yes, it is. Because that's Ryan Reynolds. That's Ryan Reynolds' brand of gin.
Yes.
And he didn't hire her. He blessed her with her first legal drink. Pleased to be listening.
This is Arlene Manco. She was born February 29th.
God, I love him so much.
1936, a leap day, which means she has a birthday once every 4 years.
I was technically 5 years old when I got married.
This leap day, Arlene turns 21, legal drinking age.
I had 7 kids in 10 years. Do you think sometimes I didn't want to drink?
Arlene has never had a legal drink in her life.
Following the rules and doing what you're told is important, but I'm ready to party.
Ready to party.
Her first legal drink to be Aviation Gin.
Holy Moses.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Arlene.
Happy birthday. Yes. And happy birthday to all of us. I love you, Ryan Reynolds. All right, one zip for, I forget now, it was so
Carrie.
Long ago. Carrie, here's question number two.
Which Bachelorette contestant from Hannah Brown's season tragically lost his mother this weekend? Is that Luke P., Jed, or no?
Yeah, Valeria.
Tyler, Cameron.
Valeria says it's Tyler. She's right. We are tied up at one. That means the all-important third and final question only needs to be worth one gigantic game-winning point.
So after 5 seasons, America Ferrera has decided to leave which show? Single Parents, Superstore, or Lucifer?
Pew, pew.
Oh, Valeria says, I want that win.
Superstore.
Is it Superstore for the win, even though everybody's already a winner, but even Valeria's just a little bit more of a winner today. And is it Superstore? It sure is. Congratulations. You're both winners. Valeria, you get to win just a little bit more because you've also got the Vintage Market Days tickets and you've also got the title of today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Wake up.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
Are you boring people when you talk to them? Sounds like the start, to a commercial,
like,
right?
What's happening right
Are
now?
You boring people when you... there was a new study that somebody did, and again, could we not be siphoning this... the money from these studies into maybe a cure for the coronavirus. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Maybe. Every time I hear about this, I'm like, who's paying for this?
Yeah.
And why? But somebody did a study. They found out that people check out within 3 minutes of a conversation when we're bored.
Really?
We start randomly nodding our heads and just going, yep. Just to make the other person think they're listening.
Don't you hate it when they throw in a question?
When they come back, what?
When they throw in a question.
Like what you just did? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they're talking. They're talking and you're not really paying attention. Then they ask you someone, what do you think about that? And you're like, Golden Knights? Go Knights, go? You know, or you just say whatever. The topics that are most likely to make us tune out. The top 10, golf. Who's talking about golf? unless you're playing golf with somebody, I don't know. Celebrity gossip glazes people over.
Interesting.
Veganism.
I
think even vegans are bored by it. I mean, seriously, we we eat meat, but like we're pretty clean. We have some other, but we have some other friends that have totally gone vegan, and so we get it. And they start talking, and it's just like,
I'll tell you what, I don't mind the vegan talk. I just don't want you to be braggadocious about it. That's when it becomes a tune-out.
Yeah, like they're more vegan than you.
Exactly. Like, are you trying to prove? Are you trying to prove something here?
Just stop it. Football makes people tune out.
Absolutely.
Fashion trends.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Beauty trends. The stock market.
Yeah.
Online dating.
Really?
A little bit. It depends. Like, I got a buddy who's in the scene right now, and it's just like,
bro, you feel like it's the same thing over and over again, right?
No, you know what he does is he goes, I go, well, that girl's kind of cute. He was showing me pictures. And I go, well, that girl's kind of cute. And he's like, I don't think so. She really likes you. And then he's like, yeah, I went out with that girl the other night. I'm like, you just told me you had no interest in her.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear this.
I do the same thing. That's the reason I was so interested a couple months ago when just went on speed dating. I was like, I was so much more interested in that than
I want to hear about your online dating. Yeah. I don't know why. You're cars. Nobody wants to hear cars. Nobody wants to hear hairstyles. Nobody wants to hear somebody else's wedding. Really?
That's interesting.
Nobody else wants to hear mortgages. No. boy, I'll tell you what, too. Someone else's vacation. I also saw another thing that, and it's still a bit that I want to do. What are the most annoying pictures of somebody else's vacation? Just a thumbs up or thumbs down. We need to all stop. We need to all an agreement. Stop taking the picture of your feet and whatever the view is that you've got in front of you.
What?
No, stop.
I love Everybody. Those.
Do you?
Especially when the girls do their pedicures. Then you can keep it alive. Because then it just makes the photo
perfect. Then you keep hot dog leg picture alive.
Hot dog leg photo. Oh, I forgot about that. That's totally right.
Because that's what that is. That's hot dog leg.
You know what I don't like is the girl standing alone on the beach photo. I'm over that one. Like, I'm looking back at the camera laughing on the beach.
Oh, totally.
I could be over that one.
Obviously staged photo shoot.
Yeah.
Beach solo pick. Yeah, I got you. Your poor boyfriend or husband. Oh my God. But okay, somebody else's vacation people hate. Somebody else's pets. Traffic. They don't want to talk about traffic. Climate change. And somebody else's hopes and dreams.
Oh, that's cold.
Okay, so what do you talk about? What's left?
If you have like a dream of starting a new career.
No, that's somebody else's hopes and dreams. Get out.
Oh my God.
It seems to me like people want the chisme in your life because that hasn't been listed. Like they want all the drama and all the gossip that's going on in your life. And then maybe not Miranda Lambert's, but what's happening with your life.
If you've got drama.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But the one that I get tired of is the girl that keeps complaining about the boyfriend over and over and over again.
Break up with
him. Like, girl.
What is it?
Break up with him.
Because you know what it is? You don't feel like you're being listened to by that person because you're constantly telling them, just break up with him. Like, he's not good for you. I'm telling you the 45 things that's wrong with this guy for you.
Okay, but
and
so
you're
what,
staying together.
But what can you talk about? Literally, all of those things are on there. What can you talk about? What's left?
Coffee.
The weather.
Coffee and the weather.
It affects
safe.
Yeah, because coffee. As long as you drink coffee.
Yes.
You have to find. Yeah, whatever beverage that both of you enjoy. That's what you can talk about.
Or the latest movie on Netflix.
Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
What are those cards you got?
I was looking for my insurance cards.
Oh. I didn't know. I was like, you got tarot cards? Or?
I thought maybe it was like she came up with the greatest person in the world, and she's like, let me find one in this stack.
Well, no, maybe a business. I thought maybe a business card. Yeah, I was just asking. I was probing. It was an easy lead in. I thought, you carry all those cards with you?
Yeah.
No, I kind of wish I did. I have one of those wallets that, you know, it's a protect thing. You know what I mean? It like protects you from somebody scanning your deal.
Yeah.
No, it's I got it at Stitched, the place where I get my like suits and stuff like that. And they had it. And it's so cool because I think you can even hear it.
Ooh, you look at like all those cards pop out.
You go chick chick, and you flick the switch, and like five cards come out. And you know why there's five? Because that's all it'll hold. So it really makes you prioritize. So I was kind of actually I had card envy. while you were going through your cards. So who's your greatest person?
Desert Oasis Diamondback Dance Crew. They play second of the Contest of Champions. So shout out to D.O. Diamondback Dance Crew. Y'all is...
Oh, wait. There was a whole big laundry list, wasn't there? Wasn't there a big list? They hit us up earlier?
Yeah, they hit us up earlier.
So D.O. Dance Crew. Yeah, the Diamondbacks. Nice job.
The greatest person in the world.
Isn't it like at Worlds or some weird thing like that in Orlando? Yeah.
Nationals.
Nationals?
Yeah.
What'd I say?
You said Nationals.
Didn't I?
Yeah,
didn't I say
that's
Nationals?
What I heard anyhow.
That's why I said Nationals. Thank you, Kayla. Oh, who's your greatest person?
I get really inspired when I see these stories. Anushka Talwar from Atlanta, Georgia. She was born, she's 14 years old. She was born 14 years ago at 27 weeks. So she was at 2.5 pounds in the NICU unit for the longest time. And her dad, week after week after week, would come there and read her a book while she was in the NICU as an infant. And so because of that, now she's a Girl Scout, and they have projects that they have to work on being a Girl Scout, and she's been working on this forever. She actually went around her neighborhood, and her goal was to collect 100 books, and she ended up collecting about 450 to 500 books. So with that, was able to build 2 libraries to install at the same hospital that she was born at in the NICU unit. So she built one at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and Emory Johns Creek Hospital. So to Anushka, that's just amazing, and you is.
Yeah.
The greatest person in the world.
Partial vote to Lil Jess. Lil Jess has caught me like 4 times today, staring into her room because I'm just trying to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Because and seeing it right about the time I forget about it. Then I'll see you move and you wince. Mm-hmm. She's had back troubles for, you know.
Last Wednesday, I think, right?
Yeah,
since Monday.
Yeah, and she was out last Thursday and Friday and all that kind of stuff. So thanks for coming back, and we missed you. So partial vote to Lil Jess. The other part, please, did you think that my greatest person in the world was going to be anything other than this?
This is Arlene Manko. She was born.
Ryan Reynolds, duh.
This is Arlene Manko. She was born February 29th, 1936. A leap day, which means she has a birthday once every 4 years.
I was technically 5 years old when I got married.
This leap day, Arlene turns 21, legal drinking age.
I had 7 kids in 10 years. Do you think sometimes I didn't want to drink?
Arlene has never had a legal drink in her life.
Following the rules and doing what you're told is important, but I'm ready to party.
We wanted her first legal drink to be aviation gin.
Nice.
Holy Moses.
Happy birthday, Arlene.
I didn't know who Ryan Reynolds was. So they said, you don't know who he is? I said, no, I don't know who he is.
Ignore her. She's been drinking.
Ryan Reynolds, I love you.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hi, Lil Jess. Who's on the phone?
Lori Fortner of Green Valley.
Our buddy Lori Fortner.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
We're doing good. So far, so good. Do you have it yet?
Do I what?
Do you have it yet?
Do I have it yet?
Yeah, the coronavirus.
No, I don't. Okay,
no, that's good. God, because if
I did, I probably wouldn't be calling you guys. I'd have bigger fish to fry.
Uh-huh.
How dare you?
Well, I wouldn't blame you.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Serious condition.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Maybe I'd be calling you to visit me. How about that?
Yeah, we would.
And you can listen on the radio.com app.
If you saw Costco this weekend, my God, you would think we all had it.
Yeah.
Like, it was going to be a thing. So to not get the coronavirus, do wash your hands. Do not
touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
No.
And here's the funniest thing, though, because every time we say don't touch your face, that's all I want to do is touch my face.
Yeah.
My nose itches so bad right now, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not. But what we will do is send you to see Blue Man Group at the Luxor and qualify you for the VIP experience with the meet and greet, the collectible Blue Man pin and all that kind of stuff. So as of now, Blue Man Group, 100% coronavirus free.
Yep, that's what we were told.
In fact, we believe that that's the way to ward off coronavirus is with Blue Man Group. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not. I saw it on the internet. So you
must be true.
Duh. You have a great day. We always love talking to you. And we'll see you soon. All right, that goes for the rest of you. We got to go. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, people.
Come on.
Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.